We have but one more order of business to discuss before we can listen to the entire movement, and that is the nature of the modulating bridge here in the recapitulation. Now, we needed the bridge for two reasons. We needed it to separate the themes and allow theme to its own space. But we also needed it to modulate, to change key. Do we really need it here in the recap, my friends, if both themes one and theme two are already in the same key? Yes, we need it. And here's what will happen. It will modulate this bridge. It will change key, but it will end up right back in G minor from where it had departed at the end of theme one. We should think of the modulating bridge in any recapitulation as a tonal walk around the block. We go somewhere, but we come right back to where we started rather than arriving and staying in a new place. I would point out that even though a coda is typical, Mozart does not write a coda into this movement. And I think his logic is as follows. A coda would simply reinforce the darkness of G minor. But since the end of the exposition, this music has been dark and indeed tragic. I don't think he feels any need to flog this particular dead horse any longer than necessary. So the cadence material that we heard before that sounded so bright and brilliant now sounds dark and tragic. He adds a couple of extra measures, but nothing we would really call a coda, and he brings the movement to its conclusion. With the exception of theme two in the exposition, almost everything in this movement has been on the dark side, and it is a most tragic and most moving bit of music. Please let us listen to, in its entirety, the fourth movement of Mozart's G minor symphony, Kürschel 550 of 1788, beginning with theme one.